Good evening. By God's help, we're going to talk about refresh, renew, and resurrection. Would you join us as we ask God to bless us? Our Father, great is thy faithfulness. You've been faithful today, yesterday, and all the days of our life. Now we ask for your blessings upon the thoughts that are shared. They may be a blessing and a help. And this meeting will get off to a real good start. And it'll go all the way through the finish, blessed of you. We ask these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Refresh. You ever been real hot and tired and thirsty? And you get a good cold drink of water? Is that refreshing? Some people might like a couple of scoops of ice cream, especially children. But to be refreshed. Have you ever been in a hot, stuffy room and then been able to step out and feel a little cool? Is that refreshing?
Yeah.
Well, God knows how to refresh the spirit. And he knows when to do it. Paul wrote about a visit from some brethren in 1 Corinthians, I think it's the 16th chapter, wrote about how that these brothers' visit refreshed him. It named off the ones that had come. And it says, "For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such." I don't know what these brethren did to bring the refreshing to Paul's spirit. Whether they sang and prayed and told him maybe of God's miraculous works or whatever they did while they were on this visit. But whatever happened, it was a refreshing to the spirit of Paul. And it was ordained of God, and he blessed, and Paul was so impressed with the blessing that he expressed it here in the Word.
Yeah.
So, the coming of the brethren can serve to refresh someone's spirit, can't they, at times?
Yeah.
Refreshing. I was in a prayer meeting not too long ago, right here in Pacoima, and Brother Fari told about how he had thought about an upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
He was exhausted. Remember that, Sister Bonnie, that night? And he had thought about not even coming to prayer meeting.
Yeah.
But he'd come on.
Yeah.
And the Lord blessed him.
Yeah.
And refreshed him.
Yeah.
And he left different than he came. Well, Sister Sarita got up and testified that she had thought about staying home.
Yeah.
But she come on.
Yeah.
And she got a blessing.
Yeah.
So there was a blessing here at prayer meeting.
Yeah.
The Lord knows how to refresh his people.
Amen.
And when they need it, and he's able to bring refreshments,
yeah,
to the people of God.
Praise the Lord.
Have you ever been refreshed?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been renewed in any way? God has promised that they that what? Wait upon the Lord
shall renew their strength.
Shall renew
their
strength. Yeah. Then what happens?
Wings of eagles.
Great big wings eagles have.
Yeah.
And they can soar up beyond storms.
Yeah.
They can fly high above circumstances.
Yeah.
There's no bullets that can reach them when they're up there high. When they took up the wings, and he promised that he would renew the strength of those that wait upon him. Have you ever had your strength renewed?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Elijah? He had a wonderful, wonderful victory at Mount Carmel with the prophets of Baal and him, the lone prophet of Israel. And they were engaged in a duel that the sacrifice that was consumed by fire, the God that did that would be the God, the real God.
Yeah.
And so the prophets, they cried and they cut themselves and went through a lot of crying out. No fire fell.
Mm-hmm.
Then come the time for Elijah. And he did something very strange. How many have ever been fixing a barbecue and they poured water on it?
Oh,
yeah. Huh? Is that the way you barbecue? Well, he had all these barrels of water poured on, poured on, poured on. And then he prayed a simple prayer. Just a simple prayer. No lighter fluid. No matches. But the fire fell.
Yeah.
Wonderful victory.
Yeah.
And then the prophets of Baal was destroyed, remember?
Yeah.
And Jezebel didn't like it. The wicked old queen. And she put a threat on Elijah's life. Within a certain time span. What was it? The next day, the next night? Well, the story's in Kings there about the threat that she put on Elijah's life, and he started running.
Yeah.
Running for his life. 19th chapter. Okay. 1 Kings 19. And poor Elijah got tired and weary of running, and he got discouraged. And what did he say? It's enough. And second verse, then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by the tomorrow about this time. So he had just about 24 hours, right? So he ran for his life.
Yeah.
And he got tired of running. And what did he do? But he went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. You know, there's a lot of depression in the world today. And people that's depressed sometimes want to die, or think they want to die, and they do commit suicide. Right, Brother Donnie? This is an indication of depression. He was in a state of depression. And says, it's enough now, Lord. I've had it. Take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Here he was in a deep state of depression, requesting death. Here he had this great, wonderful victory, over the prophets of Baal, and now this woman wanting to take his life, and he ran from her, and now he's requesting to die. Have you ever run out of courage? Have you ever needed a courage transfusion?
Yeah.
Have you, Sister Betty?
Yeah.
You have? One songwriter says, sometimes I feel discouraged.
Yeah.
And think my life is vain.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to murmur and of my lot complain. But what happens?
When I think of Jesus.
All he's done for me, what happened?
Oh, rock of ages.
Sister Mary back here one time was telling about she had decided to backslide. But she thought she'd talked to the Lord about it before she did. It's a good thing she did. Tell us about it, Sister Mary. Say it nice and loud so these who...
I wanted to go and talk to the Lord and let him know that I would be separating my ways. He had been so good to me, I didn't think it was right to just cut it off and don't say goodbye or anything like that. So I
just
kind of go and talk to him about that.
And then what happened?
I wound up staying safe. His scriptures to me, and it amazed me that he would even speak to me.
So did he renew your spirit?
Yes,
ma'am. The one song that it says, sometimes I think I dare not one step further. And from?
From my heart, all courage has disappeared.
All courage zapped, wiped out, disappeared.
Yeah.
But then what happened?
I remember Jesus and all his love.
You remember Jesus, didn't you, Sister Mary? I'm going to tell him I'm going to separate. But his love constrained you, didn't it? I've never heard of anyone doing that just like Sister Mary did. But she saved tonight. The Lord renewed her. Renewed. Well, the Lord sent some good special food for Elijah, and he was able to go on the strength of it. How many days? He got some strength.
Yeah.
Remember the scriptures? They that wait upon the Lord, I renew their strength. And you know what? Elijah never did die. Think of it. Elijah never did die. He was taken up to heaven without death. He didn't have to. He bypassed every cemetery. He was able to go nonstop. You all had a connection today, didn't you? Phoenix, Arizona. Well, Elijah went straight to heaven nonstop. God is able to renew. After David committed his terrible sin, he conquered giant Goliath, but he didn't conquer giant lust. And he committed an awful sin. Oh, he did. And had a man killed. But he said in the 51st chapter of Psalms, renew in me a right spirit. Did the Lord do it?
Oh, yeah.
He renewed a right spirit in David.
Yeah.
So God is a God not only of refreshing, but he's a God of renewing.
Yeah.
In the world we live today, in we need a renewing of a hunger and thirst for the unvarnished truth.
Yeah.
Brother Marty Clevenger told about a church that got down to 7 members. So it got this individual that was supposed to build up congregations, and he said, in 3 years you'll have 25,000 people. First year, second year, so many, so many. And third year, you'd have 25,000. And they did.
Yeah.
You know how they did it? They gave them what they wanted.
Yeah.
They gave them what they wanted. How they got the 25,000 people. But we need a renewing in 2013, a hunger and thirst for the unvarnished truth.
Yeah. Lord bless.
Amen.
Amen.
You brothers from Oregon agree with that? We need a renewing. The hunger and thirst for righteousness. An ongoing hunger.
Yeah.
Not a spasmodic, inconsistent. And I travel quite a bit. There's a difference in different places in Sunday morning attendance. And Sunday night, and I've got something here about Sunday night, if I can find it. And prayer many night is the attendance where you go to church the same on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights as it is Sunday mornings. Is there a need of renewing? Is the lights off on Sunday night in where you go?
Uh-huh.
Is there a trend?
Lord, have mercy.
One meal a week? Is this a need of renewing?
Yeah.
Huh? Title of it's not on Sunday night. And I think this come from this chapel here. I love the church that Jesus brought. She is the dark world's light. I always go to church on Sunday morn, but not on Sunday night. I love to sing the gospel songs and worship in daylight. That's why I come on Sunday morn, but not on Sunday night. I love to hear the gospel horn. It gives me such delight. It thrills me every Sunday morn, but not on Sunday night. I'd go through storm and rain or snow, do anything that's right, to be at church on Sunday morn. Some won't even do that, but not on Sunday night. I hope the faithful few keep on engaging in the fight. I'll do my part on Sunday morn, but not on Sunday night. Too bad someday we must die. I hope the morning's bright, for I want to die on Sunday morn, but not on Sunday night. I know that Christ is coming soon, and He will find me right. He appears on Sunday morn, but not on Sunday night. The Holy Spirit sent this poem to set my heart aright. You'll see me there next Sunday morn, and also Sunday night. May God renew the hunger and the thirst for the services of God. There's a need, isn't it?
Yeah.
Too much inconsistency. Hitting and missing. You love me?
Yeah.
Renewing. There's a need of it. There was a couple of disciples walking along sad after Jesus' crucifixion. One of them's name was Cleopas or something. What was it? Cleopas? Oh, they were so sad. And Jesus joined them. They didn't know it was him. You know what? If you lose some faith, does it make you happy? They were sad. Tells about it over there in Luke 24th chapter. These brethren was really down in the dumps, depressed, sad for what had happened. And they stated to Jesus, not knowing it was him, that we had trusted. 21st verse. But we trusted that he had been the one, been he which should have redeemed Israel. You see, they put it in past tense. Their faith had been damaged. Amen?
Yeah.
They lacked it. They lacked faith. And they were sad.
Yeah.
They were down in the dumps. They were depressed. We trusted. In other words, that's past tense. He was the one that we had trusted. But our trust is banished. And Jesus had some pretty harsh words to say to him.
Yeah.
He called them fools. Slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken. Faith is at a low end, folks. Why did Jesus ask, when I come, will I find faith? Because it'll be at a low end then. And he knew it. He could foresee. Faith is at a low end. May God help. Do you need your faith renewed? Do you need a greater faith? Trust in God. Some people had left their love. And they were operating in a congregation of a church of God, but without love. Where was that? In Ephesus. They had been doing church activities, going through the mechanics, going through the motions. But they had left love out. They got a reproof, didn't they? They were told to repent and remember. Do you know people need their love renewed?
Amen.
Because iniquity would abound, will abound. The love of most wax cold. There's a need of a reviving and a renewing of the love of God. People can go through the motions of activities and what all they engage and involve in without the love of God. These people were doing it. They were faithful in doing it. But they were not in the approval of God. Their love had been left out. How's your love? Is it burning? Is it as fervent as it always has been? Do you need a renewing, a fresh touch? God is able to renew. And these were told what to do to have that renewal of love. Pretty quiet in here. A renewing of a lot of things. And living totally separate from the world. May God help. Well, thank God for resurrection. Not only is He a God of refreshing and renewing, He's a God of resurrection. How many have experienced what Brother Phillips wrote about? A resurrection, I confess, has taken place within my breast. I've been awakened from the dead, and now I live with Christ instead. Oh, praise the Lord for victory. From death to life, He lifted me by His great love and power divine. Eternal life is truly mine. I'm so glad I've had that resurrection. Are you? I'm glad I'm saved tonight. It's the best way to live.
Yeah.
It's the best way to die.
Yeah.
Being saved.
Yeah.
I've been telling the Lord frequently, I'm glad I'm saved.
Yes,
I don't have no desire to lie, to cheat, to steal.
Yeah.
I don't want to have bad attitudes.
Thank the Lord.
You know you can go to hell for a bad attitude? I'm glad I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'd rather be right here tonight than I would be in a casino winning the jackpot. Thank God for the resurrection that's taken place in here. It's wonderful, isn't it? Things I used to do, I don't do anymore. Places I used to go, I don't go there.
The
resurrection has taken place. One time when I was young, my sister and her friend was going to a drive-in movie. I must not have had any money, so I sneaked in the trunk of her car. Isn't that something? They got over there someplace, they opened the trunk and let me out. I don't have no desire to go to movies. May God bless. Smoking used to fascinate me. I found out that you could poke a hole in a little stick and draw smoke through it. I did it. And I tried the others too. I don't desire to smoke. Resurrection.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to be resurrected from a dead state of sin.
Yeah.
Are you glad for that resurrection that's taken place within your breast? Tell Him about it. I want it to be so good in here that He won't leave me. That He'll be comfortable. Oh, they talked about, Ezekiel talked about a resurrection of some old dry bones. It was down in a valley. Imagine this is mountains and down here's the valley. The old bones. Just a bunch of old dry bones. And imagine them's bones.
Says they're gonna rise again.
So these bones wasn't just there, they were very dry.
Uh-huh.
Takes, I don't know how long it takes to dry bones out, but they were dry, dry bones. But he had a job to preach to them. It looked pretty hopeless, wouldn't it? Have you ever preached to hopeless looking people? That are dead life. Not much life. We're supposed to be lively stones, right?
Yeah.
Not dead, like this is a funeral. That we're just ready to put somebody in the grave. Anyway, he preached. And he preached and he preached. Now I think there was a noise. That means there's life. A baby that don't cry at birth, what's that mean? Huh? Something's wrong. Dead. There come a noise. And the old bones, they went together. Here was a leg bone way over here, and it got together with the thigh bone. The right bone got together with the right bone.
Yeah.
The leg bone didn't get together with the neck bone. Right? Bone to its bone.
Yeah.
They got that. Something was taking place.
Yeah.
And they kept on. And the breath come in flesh. And after a while, they was able to stand up.
Yeah.
Make a great army. Resurrection. God is the God of refreshing, the God of renewing,
yeah,
and the God of resurrection. And sometime out in the future, we don't know when, there's going to be a general resurrection of these old bodies,
yeah,
that have been planted in the ground.
Yeah.
Some have been cremated. Some have been in the depths of the waters. If there's any buried under this building, they're coming out on resurrection morning. The resurrection power. Gonna bring them up? Out! Resurrected. We're not gonna be just floating around in heaven in our spirit. We're gonna have a body to be in.
Yeah.
Amen. A spiritual body. A body that don't know pain. A body that don't know suffering.
Yeah.
A body that don't know sorrow or heartache. Mm. On that resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection shed. Oh, when the chosen ones shall gather to the home beyond the sky, and the roll is called up, yonder I'll be there. Oh, and the roll is called up, yonder. Oh, and the roll is called up, yonder. When the roll is called up, yonder. When the roll is called up, yonder. Good news to the backsliders. There's a power of resurrection that can raise you out of the backslidden condition. Take you off the broad way and put you on the narrow. Are you thankful for a God that can refresh, renew, and resurrect? May God bless us tonight. Do you need any of this? Do you need a refreshing?
Yeah.
You do? A renewing?
Yeah.
A resurrection? May God bless us. Our Father,
yes, Lord.
Thank you for the refreshings.
Yeah.
Thank you for the renewings.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the resurrection that's taken place in our life. There were no more out there in sin. Wonderful to be resurrection. Help us, Lord. You know those places, those areas that need renewing in people's lives. You know the ones tonight that need resurrection. So bless, we ask. Oh Lord, bless that in this meeting it will refresh, renew, and resurrect and encourage all of us to keep going for God. You know where we all are on our life's journey. Oh Father, I myself don't want to be lost. I don't want to be one of those writhing in flames of despair. Help us to make it. We need you, Lord. We need you, Father. We need you in this meeting. Pour out your Spirit on every service. May there be a momentum that carries all the way through. Bless tired bodies. Give strength to the weak, to the faint, to all of us. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.